Today is the 30th anniversary of the military coup in Chile that brought down the government of Marxist President Salvador Allende. On September 11, 1973, Chilean Air Force jets bombed the presidential palace in Santiago. Then troops attacked the palace. Allende, who was inside the palace, committed suicide. General Augusto Pinochet assumed power, beginning a 17-year rule that was marked by repression, human rights abuses, and the deaths of more than 3,000 Chileans. For years, the U.S. government maintained top-secret archives dealing with the Nixon administration's efforts to undermine the Allende government and aid in its downfall. Peter Kornbluh is author of the book The Pinochet File, a declassified dossier on atrocity and accountability. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What did the documents reveal about why the Nixon administration opposed Allende?
You know, Chile really was a classic example of a preemptive strike. Even before Allende was inaugurated, Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon extensively set in motion plans to keep him from assuming office, and then once he did, to undermine his government. And the documents reveal that Kissinger in particular had a fear that of Allende's example, to tell you the truth, that the example of a successfully elected Marxist leader in the world would be emulated in other countries, in Latin America, in Western Europe, and therefore that it was imperative to keep him from being a successful leader in Chile.
What exactly did the U.S. do to undermine the Allende government?
Well, the Nixon administration adopted a whole series of covert operations, massive propaganda effort, secret contacts with the Chilean military, funneling money into Chile's main newspapers, into its political parties, attempting to destabilize Allende's government and his ruling coalition, in an effort to destabilize his ability, frankly, to run the country. There was also a series of economic sanctions, a secret cutoff of aid and trade, pressure on the multilateral banks to stop all loans to Chile. All of those efforts were put in motion over a three-year period.
Yesterday, there was a ceremony in Santiago honoring Allende for his dignity and defense of democracy. How is he regarded in Chile three decades after his downfall?
Well, he is a controversial figure there. Over the years, I think Chileans have come to somewhat change their position on him. Chile is divided kind of three ways, between the left, the center, and the right. Any effort to memorialize Allende has been extremely controversial. But I think now that 30 years has gone by, the Chileans are reflecting on what Allende tried to do, the integrity of him as a man, coming to some more peaceful conclusions about who he was and what he tried to do for the country.
And the current view there of Augusto Pinochet?
Well, Augusto Pinochet, ruled Chile for 17 years. After he was arrested 5 years ago in London, finally, I think Chileans started to, the vast majority of Chileans were able to recognize and acknowledge the atrocities of his regime. I think they see him now as a non-factor, as an onerous stain on their past, and someone, frankly, they just assume would fade away and not be heard from again.
Thank you very much. Peter Kornbluh is director of the National Security Archives Chile Documentation Project and author of The Pinochet File, a declassified dossier on atrocity and accountability.